Okay, we approach Hanukkah. So what I wanted to discuss this evening is the halachas pertaining to what's the best thing to use for the lights. Is it candles, wax, oil, what kind of oil? So let's begin with the sugya in Shabbos Chaf, Aleph and Beis. The Gemara there says that, it's not here on the sheet, but the Gemara says that wicks and oil that are not acceptable for Shabbos can be used for Hanukkah. That's the rule. Things that we're more stringent about when it comes to the quality we're looking for towards Shabbos, we're not as stringent when it comes to Hanukkah, because by Hanukkah we know there's a principle of Kav Se'ein Zakakla, that if the lights go out on Hanukkah, you don't have to relight them. And it's usher to benefit from the lights of the menorah at all. And Rashi explains that since you can't use the light of the menorah, you don't need such a high quality fuel because you're not going to adjust the flame. By Shabbos, you might want to adjust the flame because you're using the lights of the Shabbos candles to function. But by Hanukkah, you're not allowed to use the lights of the Hanukkah candles to function. And therefore, we don't need such a high quality light because we're not concerned that you're going to come and touch it. So that is the basic principle regarding the first level of what kind of quality we're looking for when it comes to Hanukkah candles. The Gemara in Shabbos Chaf Gimel continues. Amar Rav Shimon Levi, Rav Shimon Levi says, Kol ha-shmanim kulan yafin l'ner v'shemen zayis min ha-mavchar. So the Gemara says that all oils are suitable, and olive oil is the best. Amar Rabbi Mereshav v'mahadar mar ha-mishcha de-shamshuni. He says that at first my master Rabbah would seek sesame oil, Amar hai mashach nehura tfei, because the light of the sesame oil lasts longer and doesn't burn as quickly as olive oil. Came into Shama Leil Hadar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, but once he heard the statement of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mahadar Amashcha Zezesa Amar Haitzalil Nehura Tvei. And he sought olive oil because he says the light, the quality of the light that comes from olive oil is clearer, and it's a light that doesn't have so many impurities, other colors in it. It's a clear, clean light. And therefore, they would use olive oil. Now, the problem is the Gemara doesn't tell us lights for what. The Gemara is vague. It is a Gemara in Shabbos, but it's also a sugya about Hanukkah. So what is it talking about? So here we have Machlokas. Tosos and the Miri say it's discussing Hanukkah. By Hanukkah, olive oil is the best. And the Rush and the Rif say, no, it's talking about Shabbos and not Hanukkah. By Shabbos, olive oil is the best. So the Shulchan Aruch is going to tell us, so what is it talking about, Shabbos or Hanukkah? So the Shulchan Aruch decides for us. The Shulchan Aruch in Reish Samech Vav and Hilchos Shabbos and Sif Dalet says, Shar kol ha-shmonim chutz me'elu madlikim behem, that all the oils that should not be used should not be used, but other ones besides that are fine. When we come up with Shemin Zayis Mitzvah Minam Lochar, the Shulchan Aruch says by Shabbos candles, by Ner Shabbos, it's best to use olive oil. So the Mishnah Berurah says over there that there are fuels nowadays that are so good that never need to be adjusted, and they're even better than candles, and they may be even better than oil. This touches upon a general malchokas, when it's saying over here olive oil is the best, is olive oil the best because there's something special about olive oil, or is it because quality at that time, olive oil is the best? But if I could find you a fuel that burns longer, brighter, clearer than olive oil, then that would become the best. And the Mishnah Berurah seems to go with the opinion that says that olive oil is not inherently special when it comes to Shabbos candles. It just happens to be the best quality available. If you think candles burn better, then use candles, use wax candles, whatever it seems to you. The Orchas Rabbeinu with Chelchal says the Chaznish would use regular candles for Shabbos and not olive oil. And that was his Ashita. Rav Shechter also, I think, says the same thing as well, that he thinks candles, personally thinks that candles burn better than oil. So the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Chanukah in Tofrei Shayin Gimel says as follows, Kol ha-shmanim u'psilos k'shevim l'ner Chanukah. Every type of wick and oil is fine for ner Chanukah. Even though perhaps the oil isn't absorbed well into the wick and the wick doesn't catch as well, it's fine anyway at the end of the day. But what does the Shulchan Aruch not say? There's no mention about olive oil being mitzvah in the Mavchar. So it seems the Shulchan Aruch follows the Rush and the Rif, that only by Shabbos is there an inyan to have olive oil, but not by Chanukah. However, comes the Ramah. The Ramah then adds and says, Hago mihu shemen zayis mitzvah min ha-mavchar, because he learns the Gemara like the other Yisharim, that the Gemara there on Shabbos is telling you that it's talking about Hanukkah. If you main shemen zayis matzvah mitzvah v'shmanim sh'oren zach v'nak, if you don't have oil, so use a nice oil, olive oil, use a nice oil that you have. The noagim b'minos elu hadlik b'nero shal shava. In Poland at that time they would use wax, ki oren salak moshem, because the quality of the light was just as good. And that is what the Ramah says, that olive oil is preferential not because it is inherently special, have anything to do with Hanukkah or oil or anything like that, but because olive oil is the best flame that we can burn. We always talk about Hanukkah, the olive oil, the miracle. We see that in the Rishonim, in the Gemara, there doesn't seem to be any mention or any connection to the use of olive oil to the miracle of the oil. However, the Ramah cites the Chiddush of the Rishonim to why olive oil is preferable. And the Mordechai and the Kolbo and the Maharil and Hilchos Chanukah, they all say. Now, again, if you see here in the brackets here in the Haggah and the Ramah, he's quoting the Mordechai, the Kolbo, and the Maharil. But you have to look up the Mordechai, the Kolbo, and the Maharil to know why it's a mitzvah and a milchar. So if you look up those sources, it will tell you that it's mitzvah and a milchar to use olive oil. The Kolbo and the Darkei Moshe and the Levush and the Chayadim all say that Chanukah lights should be similar to the nace of the Beis HaMikdash that took place with olive oil. And therefore we see when some of the Rishonim this idea that olive oil is used, not because it's a better quality, but because of the connection to the miracle of Hanukkah. Now, this concept of dumia de menorah, that the candles have to be similar to the menorah, is not the only place in Hilchos Chanukah. It comes up in two other places as well. The first place where it comes up is the Gemara in Shabbos Chafal from the base says that you can't use lights of the Ner Chanukah, right? Ein lanu rishus l'hishtamesh b'hem ela lirosam bilvad. We can't use them for your benefit. You can just look at them and that's it. So the Mishnah Berurah in Tafrei Shayin Gimel cites two reasons why we're not allowed to use the lights of the menorah. So the one we know is the Rashba. The Rashba says that candles can have to be nicker. They have to be recognized just for the mitzvah. And that's part of the Pirshumei Nisa. The point of publicizing the miracle is that these lights are special. These are not lights that I'm reading by or it's there for the ambiance in the room. These are lights for the mitzvah. And therefore, I can't use them for anything else because part of Pirsumanis is to highlight that these are special, not used for anything else. And that's generally what we think of when it comes to when we sing Haneu Salala, we talk about not using the Chanukah lights. The Ran and the Baal Ma'or say no. It's Dumya de Mikdash because it has to be just like the Beis HaMikdash. The menorah was in the Heichal, was in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it wasn't used by the people. Its entire hadlaka was to give kavod, not to give light. The Beis HaMikdash didn't need the light of the menorah. It had its own light. And therefore, the use of the lights by the menorah, by Chanukah, is to mimic that as well, to this idea that just like the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash is special, and it's not used except to give kavod, so too the lights of the Chanukah, menorah are also special and used to give kavod.
Was there a principle that in fact we were not supposed to get benefit from the light of the menorah?
So we'll touch on that in a second.
Okay.
And to the extent that the Avos Yonasan, Rav Yonasan Ivasich writes in his Perush on the Haftoros and Parshas Peshalach, that the light of the menorah was there because the Kohanim needed to see. And what radiated the Beis HaMikdash was the Ziv HaShchina, the light of the Shechina lit up the Beis HaMikdash. And it wasn't proper to use the light of the Shechina, so they would use the light of the menorah to take away from the Shechina. So all different types of things that went on. So there's an important just question of Rav Yaakov Emin. Rav Yaakov Emin writes in the Chuvas in Sheos Ivis and Chelech Aleph in Siman Dalet. So he says, but the Gemara in the Mishnah in Sukkah Daf and Gimel famously says that the lights of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva were so bright that the women could separate the barley grains throughout Yerushalayim because the light was so intense. So that would seem to say that things lit in the Beis HaMikdash that are hektish for the purpose of the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash, you can benefit from them. Or how are those women separating their barley grains if not allowed to use the light? So this is his question. This is a question a number of Achronim ask as well. So the Achronim generally explain, the simple answer is that they could have used the light, but they didn't. It's describing the power of the intensity of the torches of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Not that they went and did work by the light, but you could have, which is the simple answer. The Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, writes in Chavit Beis, he cites a Medrash Tanchum and Parshas Tetzaveh, which seems to say that the people of Yerushalayim were allowed to benefit from the menorah. And he calls into question this entire premise that you cannot use the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Beis HaLevi says the nafka minim between the two reasons would be whether using the light is usher only for the household. That would be Pirsum HaNisa, meaning anybody in the house that's benefiting from the Pirsum HaNisa can't use it. That's part of the definition of the mitzvah itself. Or anyone in the street, meaning if it's a din in the menorah, then even somebody outside the house can't benefit from it because it's a din in the Kedusha of the menorah similar to the Beis HaMikdash. Anyway, the Shulchan Aruch, that's point number one. Point number two is the Shulchan Aruch in Tafrei Shayin Gimel in Dalet. So he says that Ein choshishin lepesilos l'hachlifa ad shetechla. He says that you don't have to change the wicks each day. You can reuse them if you want to. Nowadays, our wicks burn out like that anyway, but if in the old days you had nice big wicks, you could reuse the wicks from day to day. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkas and Lamed Aleph says that this is in fact better to use old wicks because, apparently, old wicks and used wicks burn better. The quality of the flame is better if the wick has been used, like a good baseball glove. It functions better. However, the Kolbo and the Orchos Chaim of Lunel both write that we should change the wicks each day of Chanukah. Why? Because in the Beis HaMikdash, they change the wicks every day. And that would be the second Dumya de Mikdash. That would be the second or third possible halacha that we do because of the similarity to the Beis HaMikdash. There is a question of Yitzhak Isaac Chavar, Talmud of the Talmidei Hagra. So he writes in the Shuvas Bin Yinolam and Siman Amidalim. He wonders why Tosos didn't say to use olive oil in Chanukah because it's like the Beis HaMikdash and it's the product that the miracle occurred with. Meaning, why didn't Tosos say that in their original discussion about using olive oil when it comes to Chanukah? So the Sefer Pinyanei Chanukah, which we'll quote from a number of times tonight, it's written by Rav Ben Sion Cook, who is one of the well-known, respected Talmidim of Rav Yashiv. Not every Sefer that quotes Rav Yashiv is always so reliable, but it's known that Rav Ben Sion Cook is to have a strong connection, a strong Masorah from Rav Yashiv. So he cites Rav Yashiv, who said that only when the oil being used burns the same quality as olive oil do we say it should be Dumya de Mikdash. Meaning, if I have A and B, and A and B both burn the same. Now, A happens to be olive oil, and B is not, but the quality is the same. Then we'll say we override with Dumya de Mikdash. If they're both the same quality, then if I can pick something that's similar to the Beis HaMikdash, then I'll choose that over anything else. It's kind of like a tiebreaker. But it's more important to have the best burning oil. Dumya de Mikdash is a hiddur. But the best thing you can do is to have the best possible oil. And therefore, if I have a better quality oil, an olive oil which is not as good quality, then I use the better quality and not the one that is similar to the Beis HaMikdash. And that's how he would use this principle. So let's discuss qualities of oil. Do we need to be searching out, if we're going to be using olive oil, for better quality olive oils? Or is olive oil, regardless of what's going on? Do you have to go and buy, expensive extra virgin olive oil from the store? Is there a hindrance to that? Or you can buy, the dregs from the barrel, and that would be fine as well, because olive oil is olive oil. So, the Pinyanei Chanukah has a piece on this, and he cites Rav Yashiv, who said that olive oil made from olive pits is not Shemen Zayas. When they make olive oils, low-quality olive oils, they will essentially ground down the entire thing. They won't take time to remove the pits, they'll ground down the whole thing, and he says that the pit is not Shemen Zayas, and it would not be able to be used in the Beis HaMikdash. Some oils are made in this way, and therefore, since it contains part of it that is not halachically Shemen Zayas, and therefore, don't use it, because it means you're not burning the candles with total Shemen Zayas. There's other impurities in there, and it's not totally the best way to do the mitzvah. And if a person wants to be mahadir, to do it beautifully, don't use those low-quality oils. The Ishla of Ram, the Buchacha Rav, writes in our Simon here in Tafrei Shayin Gimel, he says that if other oils are mixed into the olive oil, they're batel, and the entire mixture is Shemen Zayas. If you mix in something else, it wouldn't be a problem. For example, cheaper olive oils nowadays are mixed with canola oil. It saves money. Canola oil is cheaper, vegetable oil is cheaper, and therefore they'll use that with it. So according to Eishel Avram, that's fine, because it's batel. If it's minority versus the majority of Shemen Zayas, so then the whole thing is considered Shemen Zayas. This touches upon a different machlokas in Yeridaya. The Oreg Yantif writes in Siman Dalid, so he says that the halacha of bittel, of nullifying something, is that a halacha in Isser? If I have Isser inside of Heter, then the thing that is mutter nullifies that which is prohibited. A piece of milk falls into the meat, a piece of pork falls into this, whatever it may be. A piece of chaz or shmaz falls into whatever and it gets bittel. Is that what bittel barov is about? Or bittel b'shishim? Or can also be applied in the area of chalos, of creating a status of something. And that would be over here. Meaning, if bitzel is a principle in nullifying that which is usr for me to eat, then, and it doesn't apply to creating a chalosa status, then who cares if there's a majority of olive oil versus canola oil? I haven't nullified anything. It's canola oil and olive oil together. It doesn't have a chalos, it doesn't have the status of pure olive oil, because there's something else in it. But if bitzel, if nullification also works by to create a status, to create a chalos, then here it's all olive oil. The canola oil
becomes halachically olive oil. Even though chemically I'll find canola oil molecules in there, halachically it becomes olive oil. And that's a nafkamina for this discussion over here as well. The students of Eliyashiv made a special batch of oil for him that you can buy in Eretz Yisrael without any seeds. And they made a special batch. It was pure olive oil. And he said it was worthy to use it in the Beis HaMikdash, and he used such an oil. And he added that it was proper to spend more on this, because even though we generally say hidr mitzvah ad shlish, you should spend on a hidr mitzvah, beautifying the mitzvah until a third of its value, more than the going rate, when it comes to Chanukah, the rule is mahadrin and a mahadrin. And the Brisker Rav says the hidr of near Chanukah, there's no limit. And therefore, the Rabbi Yashav said you have to spend as much as you can for the hidr mitzvah, meaning a person could potentially spend as much as they can for a hidr mitzvah when it comes to Neres Chanukah. You can actually go right now, if you wanted to the caravan of Rabbi Yashav. Have you ever been to Rabbi Yashav's caravan, the place where he is based manager, where he davened in Meir Sharim, and they sell it before Chanukah, Rabbi Yashav's special grade olive oil. There's a whole shtickle Torah on the side. You should look in the Pinyanei Halacha, Pinyanei Chanukah, he said, because it shouldn't have anything butzel in it. You can buy a can of this stuff for extra money. My only shaila was that it's Sarach Ian if there's really a hidr, as we'll see in a moment. But Vadai, I think the can is probably Seamus, because there's a whole like Dvar Torah on the side of the can. So the can's probably Seamus. But whatever. So let's discuss the levels of, according to Rabbi Yashav, of Dumya de Menorah. So Rabbi Yashav had a ranking, or Poskim had a ranking as well regarding Shemen Zayis. So what would be one? According to these shitas, the best is virgin olive oil, cold pressed, 100% natural, without a mixture of other oils. And the Gemara and Mishnah Menachos says they would use virgin oil for the menorah, and therefore, if it's Dumya de Mikdash, according to these shitas, that would be the best. The second level is pure refined olive oil, which, because of the processing, loses its original form. And the refining process removes the color, the odor, the flavor from the olive oil, and leaves behind a very pure form of olive oil that's tasteless, colorless, odorless. You can buy that as well. The Mishnah Menachos says that boiled olive oil is still Shemen Zayis, or cooked oil, is pasul for the menorah and the mikdash. It lacks the level of dumya de menorah, according to these shitas, but that would be preferable than the next level, which is olive oil that is not edible, or marketed to be edible. Oil from olive waste, or what we call shemen gefes, shemen from the leftovers, is extracted from the seeds and the olive husks after removing the oil from them. They use toxic oils with high acidity to refine them and to bring out the oils inside, and it becomes edible during the process of purification. It's edible, but it's not as good as Shemen Zayis because of all the processing, and it's come from the dregs of the oil. The next level down is something that's called Shemen Lama Or, which is what they sell in stores. Shemen Lama Or is olive oil, but it's not technically marketed to be edible. You're not supposed to use it for cooking. So that's second to last, and it's technically Roy L'Achila. Technically, you could eat it, but it's marketed as not technically edible. It's called Shemen Lama Or. Why do they do this? Someone once told me that it's part of it is taxes as well, because oil that is called edible is taxed higher than oil that's not edible. So you can buy the oil cheaper because the taxes on it are lower because it's not marketed for eating. So that's one of the reasons why they have this thing called Shemen Lama Or. And the lowest level is something that is not edible at all. It's not even Shemen Zayis, but it's just as good as any other oil for Chanukah. But it's not in the realm of anywhere near the Beis HaMikdash. Those are the levels that those who think there's a hidder in this range would go after. There's Rabbi Yashav's super duper oil, and then as you get less and less like the Beis HaMikdash and less edible, which touches upon, does oil need to be roi l'achila? Is that something by Chanukah? Is that even a hidder? Is that a real thing? So the Ben Yishchai writes in Hilchos Chanukah that oil is bitter and not edible, and it's not roi l'achila, it's still kasher for Chanukah, says the Ben Yishchai. He's the first one to discuss this. Bitter oil doesn't have a nice taste. And this is cited by the Kaf HaChaim here in Tav Rishayim Gimel, and it's cited l'halacha by most poskim. I saw in the Kovetz Halachos, Hilchos Chag B'Chag, the citing the Chazon Ish based on Demai. Many, many poskim say there's no concept of roi l'achila. It doesn't exist when it comes to Chanukah candles. But we see from Rabbi Yashav that he held there was such a hitter of having to be edible. And this is the shita of Rav Sternbach and Shuvas and Agos and Chel Gimel Reishit Ches, who adds that if it's not edible or pleasant, then it violates Hikri Vehu Na Lefachasecha. The Pasuk in Malachi says that which you bring to Hashem has to be Na'ah. has to be pleasant. And if it's not edible, then it's not pleasant. That's Rosh Sternbach Shita. Now, this raises the issue. This is a discussion. It's not so common nowadays, but if you left olive oil underneath the bed, there's Ruach Ra. You know, we don't keep food underneath the beds that we sleep on because of Ruach Ra. This is cited in Shulchan Aruch. So, let's say I left olive oil underneath the bed, so that leads to a machlokes as well. Is that something you need to be concerned about? Generally, we're not going to be so machbid on something like that. However, Rav Nissen Karelis writes in the Chodshani on Chanukah that shemen that isn't good for eating is kasher lechatchila. He says no concept has to be rala achila. It's not a better hiddur if you can eat oil or you can't eat oil, says Rav Nissen Karelis. It's all the same. There's no concept. It's a syllabus of minimochar. If the bitter oil is kasher b'diavon in the Beis HaMikdash, says Rav Nissen Karelis, then certainly you'd be fine nowadays for a menorah. How can you compare? Okay, we have very strict halachos. This is a din d'oraisa by lighting the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. So if it's kasher b'diavon in the Beis HaMikdash, certainly it's beautiful for our menorah nowadays. In addition, all the Rishonim say shemen zayis is because it's dumya d'mikdash. It doesn't have to be the exact details. It has to be something that is technically olive oil, says Rav Nissen Karelis. So it doesn't have to be every single thing the same way they processed it in the Beis HaMikdash. He says, no such thing. There's no hinder, he says, in it being edible. Rav Asher Weiss has a piece in the Kovitz Darche Hora in Chelik Dalid. He says that the Rishonim who note the idea of Hadlaka being similar to the Beis HaMikdash is not what you think it is. He has a fantastic chiddush. He says, if you read closely in the Rishonim, the only thing it says is that the similarity to the Beis HaMikdash is that it should be shemen. Just like they used an oil in the Beis HaMikdash, so too you should use an oil by the menorah. But you never find them say that it has to be shemen zayis. It just says a shemen. And he quotes a number of Rishonim. He says, even the Mishnah Berurah writes, mitzvah b'shal shemen tvei mineros shal shava da'idei ha-shemen hayanes. So says Rav Asher Weiss, the inyan of dumya d'mikdash by Hanukkah is that it should be an oil. Any oil would be fine. That's the hiddur. That's the inyan, as opposed to using a candle. But it has nothing to do with olive oil. If you read the Rishonim carefully, his diuk seems to make a lot of sense. The chiddush of the kolos to use any shemen over a candle. That's enough to make a heker, right? If I'm looking across the room and I see one oil or another oil, and they're both yellowish, are you going to know the difference from across the room? How is that going to make a difference in your pirsumei nisa? But if I see a candle versus oil, okay, I see. I can see the difference between the two. And he says, that's the hiddur. To use oil, any liquid, versus a candle. And he says, in so many ways, is our oil not like the Beis HaMikdash? You can't be tamei, and it has to be, pressed. It has to be the first drop of oil. We're so far away from the oil of the Beis HaMikdash. So you're going to start nitpicking that this is a little bit more like it, this is a little bit less like it. He says, the whole thing is to use oil, bichlam. Then him, as Rav Asher Weiss and Rav Moshe Bransdorfer cites his father, Nehechal Hara, Rav Moshe Bransdorfer, who says that Shemen Zayis at the Beis HaMikdash wasn't Roy L'Achila anyway, and it was still Kasher. How do I know this? Listen to a beautiful diyuk. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Simon Reish Beis that what's the bracha on olive oil? Straight olive oil from the jar. There's no bracha. Why? Because it's not Roy L'Achila. Nobody drinks olive oil. So says Rav Asher Weiss, says Rav Moshe Bransdorfer, what are you talking about? The oil has to be roi l'achila. Olive oil is never edible, ever. You don't make a bracha on it. So what? You have to make a hiddur, a special mitzvah here, that it has to be roi l'achila, and it can't be from the dregs. And says who? Olive oil is never meant to be edible. So what is the benefit to having something that you could cook with as well? There's a whole kuntras called Minosar Kan Kanim that was published a couple of years ago in Eretz Yisrael. He has 26 pages why he thinks that the aspect of roi l'achila being edible plays no aspect at all in picking what you choose to light for the menorah. And this is the sheet of the Kovitz Halachos as well, and it would seem to be the halacha according to most poskim at the end of the day. So far until this point, there is a hiddur, according to most opinions, with olive oil over candles, as long as it burns just as well. And then, maybe, says Rav Asher Weiss, maybe there's no hiddur at all through olive oil, but any type of oil. But certainly, according to most shitas, olive oil is a hiddur. But any quality of olive oil would be fine at the end of the day, according to most opinions. The last thing we need to discuss is congealed oil. Everybody buy their candles yet? Congealed oil?
You've seen it
before, okay? Congealed oil. So is that a plus, a minus? What's going on there? So they sell congealed oil that melts when it lights. So there's a tshuva, the Maharsham writes in his Das Torah, Mar Siman Tafresh Ayin, and he cites a tshuva me'ahav, of Eliezer Fleckless, the Talmud of the Nodes of Yehuda, who says that the congealed oil is kosher for the menorah. And he says, and he has a chiddush, that the oil that was found by the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash was congealed. He has a whole reason why regarding Tumah. It was an achila versus a shesia. He has a whole thing, a food versus liquid. He has a whole Shekhar Torah why he thinks it was congealed and had the status of food. So, therefore, based on this, there's an article in the Kovitz Beis Aaron v'Yisrael, which is the Karl and Stalin Torah Journal that's very popular. This is in Journal I, in Journal 70, an article by Rabbi Yehuda Aryeh Halevi Dinner. And he says, based on this, not only is congealed oil okay, but that's the greatest hiddur, because it's like the one in the Beis HaMikdash. And there's a long back and forth, like in the next 5 Torah journals of the Kovitz Beis Aaron v'Yisrael. Yes, it is. No, it's not. They're arguing, but this is certainly a chiddush. Congealed oil is the best, he says, not just okay. On the other hand, Rav Sternbach writes in Shulchan Aruch and Chelak Gimel and Reish Shidches that the chachil you shouldn't use congealed oil because if it's not a mashka, if it's not a liquid, then it doesn't have the status of shemen. And even though the fire at that moment when it hits the flame is burning liquid because it melts immediately, but the wick is initially lit, it should be liquid because of hadlaka osa mitzvah. The mitzvah occurs when you light it initially. And this is also the opinion of the Avnei Yashba. This touches upon some people have a big chumrah not to have any wax on the wicks because you're burning the wax at the first moment, not the wick. And therefore people will get wicks that don't have wax on it, but most people aren't. So machmer for that as well. Rav Shlomo Zalman said there's no problem. And the Kovitz Halach, and that's their shita. Comes Rav Vazir in the Shevet Halevi in Chayotes, and he argues that it's perfectly kosher, because even though it may be questionable for the Beis HaMikdash, but again, it doesn't have to be a perfect comparison to the Beis HaMikdash and Chanukah. It's got to be in the realm, somewhat near it. And the Kovitz Halachos, and the Bir Halachin, Chelek Vav, and Rav Harfinis and the Mikdash Yisrael, and the Yalkut Yosef, Rav Yitzchak Yosef, all feel there's no difference between congealed and liquid oil at the end of the day. Rav Asher Weiss agrees and he says, Amnam HaShemen HaKarush HaMashave Kayom Namas Tekef. It burns right away and it melts right away. So, Mishum Kach Nir Davi Kechol Shemen V'Kashul HaLaka. It's like all normal oil and it's kosher for lighting Chachila. Kach Nir L'Chora. That's how it appears to him at the end of the day. So it come out that there's not so many Hidurim, according to most poskim. Any oil, olive oil would be best, congealed, liquid, it's all fine, and they're all hiddur, mahadrim and mahadrim. Which will just end, since nobody's here yet, we'll just end with a Dvar Hashkafa. In the Sefer Zikaron for Huttner, so somebody published and edited the comments of Rav Yitzchak Sagi Nahor on the Hadlakas Neros. Who's Rav Yitzchak Sagi Nahor? He is the son of the Ravid, and he's one of the great Mekubalim of of the 1300s. He wrote a parish on the Sefer Yitzira in the chain of the passage of Kabbalah as we know it. Rav Yitzchak Sagi Nahor is at the beginning of that chain from the school of the Ravid, passing it down to the Ramban. He's a very important person. He was blind. That's what he was called, Sagi Nahor. So he writes as follows. I quoted you over here. He says, and he quotes a Masorah from Eliyahu HaNavi. He says, Hizir b'ner, he says, many people are careful in Ner Chanukah, v'hava and leibanim zecharim shavi tamei chachamim. And your promise, if you're careful in these mitzvahs of Ner Chanukah, you'll have children who are tamei chachamim. V'ari kuli alma madlika neros Chanukah. Everybody lights Chanukah candles. V'ein kulam v'lo ruvam zochim lebanim zecharim shavi tamei chachamim. But not everybody's kid is a tamei chacham. So what's happening? Chazal promised us that we would have tamei chacham, but not every kid turns out that way. Ein l'tmua mizeh, says Eliyahu HaNavi. Don't be bewildered. Because the truth is, Chachamim heim emes v'divrei emes Chachamim are true and their words are true. Ukefima shekol ha'olam adlikin neros Chanukah. It's true everybody lights Chanukah candles. Sheruba deruba yosim lechavasim and they're yosim the mitzvah. Aval miyuta demiyuta. Only very very few people. Zehirin lahalak kefi kol pratei mitzvah svadiktukim to light the candles according to all diktuk and careful aspects of the mitzvah. She is here b'hadlaka sam b'chol patel b'diktukah. To be careful in every detail and aspect of the mitzvah. Yikanev yasig b'koach ha-mitzvah. Ner if they get the mitzvah and the real segul of banim zecharim tamei chacham to have it. So, it's worth our while to make sure the candles is on right. But as we see, according to many, many shitas, the hiddur of Ner Chanukah with the oil and the fuel is not so far off. An olive oil can be congealed, liquid,
And in most cases, it's going to be fine. You don't have to worry about the quality. You don't have to spend $100 on a fancy bottle of olive oil, cold-pressed, extra virgin olive oil. Anything would be fine. That would be the halacha at the end of the day. Okay?
Is that liquid paraffin?
So the...